Hollywood Sentinel back here with Dr. Terry Cole Whitaker. Terry, it's such a pleasure to have you here. We were just speaking about getting into, wanted to hear your thoughts about creating music and just how one, we're all energy and vibrations. You were telling me something off tape about
we're not energy and vibrations. We manifest energy and vibrations.
Oh, okay.
You're not a thing and you're not measurable. You're a god. You're not the big deal, but you have all godlike qualities, powers, and abilities of the divine.
So the divine is within us.
You no, it's not within you like a battery. That's who you are, completely and fully. Not your mind, because that mind has identities, it has memories, it has stories, and it's all based on the basic concepts that are programmed into most people is you're not good enough, and you're never going to have enough. And what you want is scarce.
Yeah.
And life is a struggle. And war is how humans are. And the blood, disease and all. These are not true.
Mm-hmm.
These are programs.
Mm.
And so we talked about vibration and singing or music. And I was trained as an opera singer. After I was 50 years old, I thought, well, you know, my next lifetime I'm going to be an opera singer because I've done everything in this lifetime I ever wanted. So I thought, that would be fabulous. And you'd have these really nice men bringing you boxes of chocolate and roses and, you know, applauding. I thought, oh, that would be good. So I thought, well, why wait? I'll go do it now.
Nice.
So then I had the greatest teacher, David Kyle up in Seattle, and that's the maestro. And so what did it started to teach me about the voice and the sound.
Mm-hmm.
And this one night I was singing at home, and I was singing with my favorite aria, and one of them, and Puccini, of course, because I'm a soprano. And
nice.
So something happened. I don't know what I did, but my whole sound was as if I was in the Taj Mahal. And I was singing, and I've been in the Taj Mahal, but I mean, that vibration, and I've never had it before or since, but because I've had so many openings of other abilities and powers that we have, but we have closed them down. So the vibration then is your own sound, your own voice, and your own singing. And one of the most wonderful things you can do for yourself is to hum.
Oh.
And yes, and find what are the vibration. You see, you ever heard of the Rife machine?
No, I don't believe so.
Okay, well, his name was Royal Rife, and he invented this machine where it would heal diseases because the machine, he studied all this, every organ of the body and everything, a lot of other things, had a certain vibration at healthy. So say the person had a kidney problem, he would then hold on to these crystal tubes, like or glass, whatever, and the machine would be dialed to the healing. And then in a short period of time, then that organ would be healed because it had only that vibration. A friend of mine, Clarence McDonald, who's a wonderful music producer and had a lot of platinum records for, you know, Ray Charles and Joan Baez, all these people, a wonderful, wonderful man.
Yeah.
And in Vietnam, he had from the Agent Orange and stuff, he had cancer, pancreatic, or whatever it was, some part of cancer. But anyway, so he bought the big machine, and at night when he slept, and that was like 15 years ago, he's all healthy still.
Wow.
By the vibration. Hmm. And just like if you've been around, say, a person with a really bad, low vibration, you feel bad.
Yeah. It's true.
And when you're around someone with very high vibration, you go, you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you think about how thoughts and words, some words you speak and you react and you just can't take it anymore. Another word, somebody says and you go, wow, you know, you're feeling happy and excited. and so you see everything in this reality has a frequency and a vibration. So what you want is your own vibration. And we get so used to thinking, well, I can't sing. No, no, no. It's not about you singing at a concert at Carnegie Hall.
Mm.
It's that you see your own self is whole, complete, and perfect.
Huh.
But we've been taught that we're not good enough.
It's true.
And we don't have it. So
we've
got to get it from somebody who's got it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always, I've got to keep, and we keep running to get what it is we think we don't have. If you stop, and then, as you mentioned, to start also to meditate.
Okay.
And the meditation, there could be all kinds of different ways to meditate.
Yeah.
But breathing is a very important meditation.
Good.
Because did you know when you inhale, you can't sing?
It makes sense. Never thought about it.
And it's the breath that carries the sound.
Yeah.
And your sinus cavities are the resonators of your body. Mm. And they're not supposed to, they're not just, you know, collecting mucus. Have people sinus trouble, especially if you do the breathing of the steam, it'll clean out your sinus cavities.
Nice.
Very simple things.
Mm-hmm.
So and if you start humming in the sense of finding, like, and doing M's, and it's actually one of the very first lessons that the maestro taught is the humming, the resonance. You want resonance.
Okay.
And it's in the mask. And then finding where those sounds are, you're humming, where you feel good.
Mm.
Okay?
Nice.
So, yes. And for people to actually get into the spiritual life, not so much as just, what would you say, a religion or this or that.
Yeah.
To actually look into the mystic path.
Mm-hmm.
Because from all different religions, you can. There's lots of clues in them, but there's also lots of lies, and you got to be able to sort out the truth from the lies, and you do by trusting your own inner knowing, not your mind,
okay,
but your own inner knowing.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been taught that we don't know anything, and somebody's going to have to teach us and tell us.
Yeah.
And you always know.
That's
and
great.
The biggest thing we do is doubt ourselves and our own inner guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we look for someone else to tell us, what do I do? Where do I go?
Right.
You know, and everything in this world is done with a program. So you don't need a program. You don't need instructions.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, Terry, that's...
So singing a song. Yeah, and when you're in
powerful.
The car, start singing. But don't sing the songs that you're cheating hard or whatever it is that's going to make you feel bad,
right.
And you're going to be crying over your beer with a bunch of friends, and let's just start singing our way into happiness, joy, and prosperity.
I love it. Terry.
And then you'll be healthy.
That's beautiful. It's true, and I agree, and it makes sense.
And then watch my videos on YouTube. We have, like, my friend who's a wonderful videographer and a director of all this, does all the work. We've got over 700 up on YouTube
that's
are just
huge.
Fabulous, all filmed around Mount Shasta and the water. And just they're all for people. That's all right now they could do that. And keep your mind in a good place. Don't keep your heart in a good place. Don't get caught up just singing the blues all the time, because your world is in you. And if you got something that's in your world and you don't want it, get rid of it and focus on what you do.
I love it. I love that. Terry, I could speak with you forever. I thank you so much so much for your time. I just love hearing you. You're real inspiration. Folks, Hollywood Sentinel, speaking with Dr. Terry Cole Whitaker here. We're going to put a link to her website and videos below, some of them, and check her out, support her. She's an incredible human being. Terry, thank you so much for all you do.
Oh, you too, my darling. You're a wonderful person. Everybody, you are. You're an eternal being. No fear.
Love it. Love it. Terry, please hold the line. Everyone, thank you.